on a cold, misty night in Guyana, Nemo Smith sits aching in a small bed, helplessly lying there. At this point in time, Guyana, the new country of 2048, had been under civil war for 6 years. The country of Guyana was a mountain hillside with a coast on its east side. It's a nice place to be, with rivers running through the country and nice beaches too. The date was the 15th of December, and Nemo was chilling to the bone in this cramped room, located in St. John's Orphanage, where he had lived ever since his parents perished tragically due to illness. During this dreadful hour in Nemo's epidemic, the only glimmer of hope that still inspired him was his brother who had been drafted in the war and was still in Ground Zero fighting for independence. In contrast, Nemo felt miserable. Although he was extremely intelligent, he would not have the mental motivation to escape from his dire state of mind. Nemo felt that he would never be able to get away from it further in the world than if his friends actually grew. Nemo, a timid and frail 15-year-old boy, was always very thoughtful but small-minded. He was constantly doubting himself, although he was brilliant, but he always said that with questioning comes prosperity. As for his looks, he had short, curly hair, green eyes, and skin pale as a goose's feathers. These traits eventually turned into the reason he was incessantly tormented by others, meaning that his brother's leave of absence was extra petrifying due to his lack of spirit that was instigated posthumously by his parents. In Nemo's mind, there was no way to do any better than his freezing cold, cramped, and bug-infested room.